This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
How are you handling quarantine these days? I don't know how many days it's been. You may not even be under a full quarantine in your state, even though some people say that, you know, if the number of states that are having quarantine and the number of things that are shut down, you might as well just say the entire nation is shut down. For all intents and purposes, the world is shut down. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com. Glad you guys are with me during quarantine. My question is, are you working on projects? Finally doing something on those New Year's resolutions that you made over the, you know, this year, last year, the years before, whatever. I'm going to bet you've gained a little weight. Yeah. Gained a little weight. You can't go to the gym. You got many, many other things you're trying to get done. I hope you've lost a little, if that's what you're trying to do. Oh, yeah. What do people who thrive on social interaction do during this time? Single, unattached people who were part of the party scene. Weak social butterflies who need people to validate them. People who have little redeeming values except to dunk on other people and try to feel superior. You know, leftists. What do they do during the times of quarantine? Look at the signs of mental illness, and you will find out that leftists perfectly describe the condition of mental illness. Yeah. They're blaming the Chinese Wuhan virus for new bouts of depression. And here's what they said. This is how they wrote it. Isolation, social distancing, and extreme changes in daily life are hard now. But the United States also needs to be prepared for what may be an epidemic of clinical depression because of COVID-19. Cue ominous music. Dun, 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 dun. We are clinical psychological scientists at the University of Washington. Get this. The Center for the Science of Social Connection. At the University of Washington, there is a Center for the Science of Social Connection. And here, they go on. I'm going to finish this, but you tell me if this is needed. We study human relationships, how to improve them, how to help people with clinical depression, emphasizing evidence-based approaches for those who lack resources. Now, I have no problem with studying this. Isn't that part of psychology? No, they have to have a Center for the Science of Social Connection within the psychology department. That's like saying, I want to study how the impact of hurting your big toe can influence your psyche. So we have the Center for the Science of Study of the Big Toe. It just seems frivolous. This is what university does. They make you feel like everything has to be studied as a specialty. I believe, I'm going to tell you something right now. People that know me know this. I believe you can tell a lot about a person from the shape of the toes on their feet. I know y'all think I'm crazy. People are probably chuckling out there, but it's true. Go look it up. You can tell a lot about people from the toes on their feet. So, for example, you can you can tell a lot about people by their feet. So, you can tell about a person, do they take care of themselves, but do they take care of their feet? This is what I tell my son. Y'all, my producers always like to laugh when I bring this up. If you see a woman with jacked up feet, I'm not talking about things that her physiology can't control, even though that does have an impact as well. I'm talking about she doesn't take care, she doesn't do pedicures, things like that. That pretty much tells you she's not a detailed person. She's not, you know, now it could go too far. You get a woman that goes once a week to get a pedicure. You don't have to go that often. And, you know, you go, okay, this is a, you know, she's a little bit too high maintenance, okay? So there's that, those aspects. But I'm talking about even the shape of a person's toes. For example, there's the big toe, then the second toe, and the third toe. If the third toe is longer than the second toe, there's some problems. She's got a little bit of an issue. I'm just telling you, this is my own personal observation. So all I'm getting at here with this crazy explanation is, I would have a place where you could study the foot and get my own college within the psychiatry or podiatry. I don't know where they would put me, but I would study the foot. If they want to give me millions and millions of dollars to do that, I could do research on that. And then I could link it to crazy. I could link it to how smart you are, a host of things. Let me give you an example of smart. If a person's second and third toes are of length, decent length, they don't have to be taller than the big toe. That's a whole other issue when it's taller than the big toe. But anyway, if the second and third toe is of roughly the same height, that person is generally smart and industrious, a type A personality. You don't have to believe me. I'm a toeologist, and I'm telling you this is true. So if you have that type of a toe, you tend to be not only bright, but you're a go-getter. Now, if your third toe, which is typically, you know, they slant downward, is shorter than your second toe, and it has a little bit of a gap between, you know, let's say the normal gap between it, you're smart and industrious, but you're not tiger mom. You're not driven, right? Ah! I'm just giving you some examples here. So, you know, that's kind of how it works. If it's very, very low below your second toe, you might not be as bright you're not the brightest bulb, I'll put it that way. So this is just Kevin the toeologist explaining this to you. But all I'm getting at, they want to study this stuff, and I think this is insane. They go on to say this: we do not wish to be the bearers of bad news, but this crisis and our response to it will have psychological consequences. Individuals, families, and communities need to know what they can do to prepare for the depression epidemic. Epidemic they're plotting here. Policymakers need to consider, get this, and fund a large-scale response to this crisis. Now, this crisis has been developing with these snowflakes that they've been bringing up out of colleges and universities. Yeah, they call this article, folks, the perfect storm of depression risk. They said that the Chinese Wuhan virus provides the perfect storm of depression risk. Maybe. When you can't even have a conversation with the Domino's pizza guy, the pizza delivery guy, it makes you a little bit squirrely. You're like, you're just going to hand me my pizza with no conversation? Why don't you just put money on the dresser and just leave?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, get your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I was talking about Chinese Wuhan and all of the fallout. I mean, you can't just have a pandemic and not have fallout. The fallout of the Chinese Wuhan virus is amazing. It's the economic fallout, right? How the left sided with the Chinese to ruin the American economy. So there's an economic fallout. People are losing their jobs, been laid off now. Most of America was not prepared to be laid off, especially the ones that get impacted the most, the servers, the cooks, the cleaning people at these restaurants, whatever. They were not prepared. The people who make the money, they've got some level of preparation. For the record, I told you guys the other day, my mom and pops, they have a business, a big business. Multiple manufacturing plants. They got plants in Mexico, plants in China, plants obviously here in the United States. And they called me up saying, son, we can get by through June and, hopefully these bank loans come in, but our business is at stake here. They were very concerned. How long is this going to last? They're asking me, you as a policy, not as a kid, you know, as our son, you know, our adopted kid, what is it that you see happening? Because we need to know. I told them, don't sweat it. It'll all be done. But anyway, it's causing mass anxiety. And so there's a huge fallout to this whole Chinese Wuhan thing. It isn't just, you know, oh, did I get it? Am I going to die? No, you're not. You're not going to die. Until celebrities start dying, feel safe. You're not going to die. I mean, there's a few people dying, but guess what? Death happens every single day. And nobody makes a big deal about it until the Chinese Wuhan virus comes up and the left goes, let's use this to get rid of Donald Trump. So they tried to torpedo the economy. They put the stock market in a free fall. Trump stopped it, you know, made it come back up the curve a little bit, and it's going to ramp back up. But for right now, people that were looking at their savings are going, whoa, what just happened? You know, and some of them are panicking, which is exactly what the left wants. So all of this creates uncertainty. You've lost your job. You don't know, and most of America, let's be honest, is not prepared, even though they had 3+ years under the best president, the best economic president in modern history, possibly in history, certainly the best non-wartime president in history. And Donald Trump shored up that feeble, anemic economy of Barack Obama to the point where you were finally able to start saving a little bit of money, stocking some away, putting some in investments, putting money away for college for kids, blah, blah, blah. And suddenly the Democrats side with the Chinese and go after you. And so it creates angst. And that's exactly what people love. Politicians love chaos. Things running well, you would think that you say, we put these people in place so we can have the best roads and bridges and infrastructure so that people are getting along, things are running well, the schools are running well, the post office is delivering mail on time, everything's good, right? And but it never is, right? It's never quite there. Never quite good enough. Democrats say, oh, look, it's going well for white people, but it's not going so well for black people. Well, whose fault? Is it a fault of the system or is it a fault of black people? Well, it's going well for blacks, but it's not going so well for Asians. Okay, well, Asians, get on board, right? No, they make it a fault of the system. And they are the ones who set up the system and own the system. The game constantly changes. Constantly changes. So you're in a state of flux all the time. Everything's moving around. There is no solid base of your life. That's what liberals hate. That's why they hate us, just so you know. In case you're not aware, leftists hate that you say, I'm going to work hard, I'm going to train, I'm going to understand my task, I'm going to start my business, I'm going to plan that business out with pro forma for 2 years and 5 years, I'm going to put money away, I'm going to play by the rules. You run by a standard core. I can tell you how you run by telling you, yep, you put a little money here, you do this, you plan for the future, you invest in a little bit of family R&D, which is through your kids, or maybe your daughter is a good dancer, and you go, yeah, we're going to put a little money in her dance because she's going to bring dividends to the family. You are planners. You do things by the book. What the left want is for you to not save a nickel, for you to roll the dice every day. I mean, they don't want you as a solid rock. They can't stand that. Now, they encourage it. And, oh, by the way, the elitists on the left, they live it. They live exactly that example. They put money away. They strategize to make sure they don't have to ever, you know, get any more. You know, in other words, they're investing in franchises. They're investing in residual incomes and things like this. And essentially the same thing they want you doing, but they're mad at you for doing it. And so they cause a panic. They look at the whole world and go, oh, you know, I know how to disrupt these middle class rule followers. And they plot against you in every way. I'm not even, look, you may think I'm joking, but they plot against you, especially you rule players. I'll teach you to play by the rules. So they connive. They make their money easy, but they make you making your money tough. And then they hold you, your feet to the fire. Oh, you took advantage of this loophole? We'll change that loophole. You are constantly in a game that's changing, and it's changing against you, not against them. They're making money. They are feasting right now as the stock market goes down. Trust me. And then when you get into a state of depression, they want to tell you, oh, it was the Chinese Wuhan that depressed you. No, it isn't. It's you supporting the Chinese who sucked $2 trillion out of our economy, and you don't even want to call it the Chinese virus. Going on with this depression thing, they say most of us know the emotional components of depression. Now, let me describe liberalism to you, okay, leftism. Sadness, irritability, emptiness, and exhaustion. That's exactly the perfect description of leftism, because they're desperate clowns doing all the things that they do because they suffer from sadness, irritability, emptiness and exhaustion. Their lives have no meaning. It doesn't matter how much money they make. It doesn't matter how many parties they go to. They suffer from sadness, irritability, emptiness, and exhaustion. Because they have no core. If you don't have a core, an ethical, moral core, that is all you're going to have. If you do not believe in something bigger and better than you, and I'm talking about you truly believe in it, then you have what leftism is. You have people that fake, you know, all these things that they want to get. Oh, well, I'm going to go save the whales and save the spotted owls and save the poor little black people and the Latinos being separated from their parents at the border. Oh, my God. Yeah. Has nothing to do. And none of that has anything to do with any of the problems that they face. And Chinese Wuhan is just making them have to come to grips with this. They have to finally realize, you know what? All this effort that I put into these things is meaningless. Because their lives are meaningless. And they spend their lives trying to make you look bad. You look wrong for them. Trust me.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
You USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the Trump administration is working hard and has brought home more than 45,000 U.S. citizens from other countries during the coronavirus pandemic.
Our teams are printing emergency passports to get these folks back. We call hotels to find spaces for U.S. citizens to sleep to make sure they're near the airport for the moment that the plane will arrive. And we make arrangements for flight crews. And we provide Americans with letters for safe passage.
Labor Secretary Eugene Scalia is urging patience when it comes to the full implementation of the roughly $2 trillion stimulus bill.
We have the pieces in place at the moment that are functioning well. All these different programs that have been stood up so quickly through the president's quick action. Let's see how that functions.
Scalia, speaking there on Fox News, also says that it's premature to consider another massive stimulus policy. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Please allow me to speak on your behalf on the Kevin Jackson Show and let you know that you are most likely not depressed by the quarantine. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com, 844-551-8255. People in quarantine, at home with loved ones, with their kids, their spouses, maybe even family, friends. Most of us conservatives, we are thriving in this environment. Yeah, you are. I see you. I see you out bicycling with the kids. I saw a thing that says, being out in public with your family, is it safe? I'm thinking, what better social distancing? You see a family 100 feet away. The kids and the dad, mom are all, who knows how far, doesn't matter. When they go to the house, they're all within a distance of each other. But they're out there breathing fresh air. Coronaviruses can't spread within 10, 12 feet. So they're not, literally they're in an island, in a bubble, going along. And they do this. In Britain, I saw a report. They are looking at drones of people. They see people out hiking with their dog, like a couple hiking with their dog. And they're like, hey, you should be in. It's a quarantine. But there are people smashed together on the tubes. They call the subway the tube. They're smashed together because so few of them are running, but people still have to do their essential work. So these people are literally on top of each other, like smashed in a sardine can, but they're worried about the people walking their dogs in the middle of nowhere. It's crazy out there. Anyway, we at home during quarantine, we're learning new languages. You're doing things around the house that need to be done. Things that we do spring cleaning, but we do it on the weekend. Now you've got the entire week to get your house together. Working together with your spouse and the kids are doing things. Maybe you're even homeschooling your kids and you're finding out, you know what? They don't teach them jack. And let me tell you what. My son goes and gets his assignment. And because they have it on the computer, and he's done in 15 minutes. I'm not even exaggerating it. Worst case scenario, an hour. He goes away. I say, so what are the assignments? I'm done. I go, oh, no. You're not done. So I look at what the assignments, he's done them, but I go, we're going to go do more. And every time he goes, oh, But every time we come out of it, you know what he does? He's like, wow, that was cool. Then he's going and he finds other stuff. And you know what the two words I taught him? Intellectual curiosity. That's what I ask him about everything he does. I say, son, where's your intellectual curiosity? If you can't study a subject without going, I wonder what that means. I wonder what they meant by that. I wonder how that works. That's what you should have, is intellectual curiosity. That's going to help you connect the dots. Anyway, you're doing a lot of stuff. Maybe you started that new hobby slash business you've been wanting to do for a while, but your real job was getting in the way. But now you can do it. You can start selling some of that stuff on eBay. You're looking for ways to do things to supplement your income while you're out. That's what you do. That's how you think. But here's the most important part. You're appreciating your family. You are. I've seen you. That's what I talked about earlier. With the kids, out playing, doing stuff. I saw a father with his daughter out in a soccer field. Just the two of them. I mean, beautiful social distancing. But he was with his daughter. I doubt he would have been doing that at 10 o'clock in the morning on a normal day. I read an article where a woman said she hadn't hugged her child in 18 days. And I thought to myself, why? You live in the same house, more than likely, unless she was separated. She lives in the same house with a kid, hadn't hugged him for 18 days. And I was thinking, your kid probably didn't even want to hug you, you lefty. When I'm with my kids, I hug them all the time. First thing in the morning. My kid, I don't care. Yeah, 20, 30 years old. Hey, Dad. Hey, son. Give each other a shug. When they get home from something, when I pick them up from sports, hug my kids all the time. I've said this and I believe this, folks. Leftists don't really like their kids. They tolerate their kids. And they feel even worse, here it comes, about their spouses. Most leftist relationships were born on lies and built on deceit. Because leftists have no moral core. When they're forced to confront their demons, they give up. They're like, I just don't know what to do. She just will not put that toilet seat up and leave it up. And she's like, he will never put that toilet seat down. I don't know what it is. He wants me to fall into the bowl. And you're sitting there going, whatever. They give up. They say that the divorce rate has gone up during the time of the Chinese Wuhan virus. Yep. Forced to confront each other on a daily basis. I bet you, the study I read had to do with Chinese divorce rate. They said when the Chinese lifted the ban on the Chinese Wuhan virus, that people immediately went out and started filing for divorce. And I was thinking, they don't even have to lift the ban right now for Hollywood leftists. There are people filing for divorce electronically in Hollyweird. I bet you the divorce rate, I don't know what it was before, but it's 50% higher. I'd be willing to bet in Hollywood, or what I call Hollyweird, than it was before. They're going to divorce after quarantine. Because here's the deal with these Holly weirdos and other leftists. They finally see how obnoxious they are. See, you know your spouse. You know your kids. I don't mean you know them. You know, your kids will do things that will surprise you from time to time, and so will your spouse. But you know them. You know them at their core. You know that if they do something wrong, they will regret it. And you know them. You know how to deal with them. I'm telling you, you can date somebody and go to their place, they come to your place. You put two people together in the same place and you will see how that relationship is going to be. And you have chosen your mates and you've made your little munchkins and you know how they are. There aren't that many surprises for you in quarantine. Okay? But for the left, they don't know their mates. They don't know their kids. They think they do. And then they get quarantined and they're like, who are the spawn of Satan are these kids? Oh, yeah, they're the spawn of Satan. They're yours. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, folks. I'm just explaining leftism to the lefties out there. I don't know how many people listen to the program, nor do I care. But here's what I will tell you. At some point in the future, they will come back and listen to these musings of mine and say, he was so profound. He was ahead of his time. And you know what? I ain't ahead of no time. I'm just telling people common sense. This is just the way it is. Oh, man. Yep. Bad relationships. Relationships in Hollywood during the time of the Chinese Wuhan virus, you can bet, are on the skid. But they say that in China, it's bad. Countries, states, and cities around the world, I'm reading, are on lockdown, urging residents to stay home whenever possible to help slow the spread of the novel coronavirus, a.k.a. Chinese Wuhan virus. China, the country where the disease originated, I'm shocked they even said that, is slowly starting to emerge from its national quarantine. And as couples who have spent months holed up together re-enter the world, a trend is starting to show. Way more people than usual seem to be filing for divorce in China this month. Now, this was an article for March. Yeah, so they said what I said earlier. As one housewife in her 30s, oh no, they said the country only publishes its official death rates annually, but anecdotal reports show such a huge surge in filings for March, so many that the workers processing them don't even have time to drink water. I think that's probably a little bit of an exaggeration. As one housewife in her 30s in southern Guangdong province told Bloomberg, 2 months alone in a small house with her out-of-work husband was just too much. They had too little money. They spent too much time in front of screens and had a particularly annoying habit of riling up the kids. He had a particularly annoying habit of riling up the kids just before bedtime. He's the troublemaker in the house, she says. I don't want to endure anymore. We've agreed to get a divorce, and the next thing is to find lawyers. Trivial matters in life led to the escalation of conflicts, and poor communications has caused everyone to be disappointed in marriage and make the decision to divorce, said the city's registrar. So this is what's happening. Chinese Wuhan is not only responsible for economic collapse, collapse of the stock market, job loss, etc. It's causing angst and depression and divorce and all kinds of things. And this is what leftists like. This is the environment they thrive in. This is why they chose to do this under Donald Trump. And they did not choose to do this under President Obama. That's why. Obama would have driven people over the edge. People were already depressed by this clown. And so they were like, if we heap this on those tiny little black shoulders, America will be destroyed. And they didn't do it. But they decided to test Donald Trump. And I say Donald Trump passed with flying colors, but you will be the judge of that, and so will history. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We've all seen, and perhaps use, the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly, as you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
There's been additional fallout over the Chinese Wuhan virus, and it has to do with the Democrats, and specifically Captain Demento, Joe Biden. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com, where I explain leftism in all its, finger quotes, glory. I've mentioned many times it's interesting to watch creepy Joe Biden, a.k.a. Captain Demento. And Democrats know that old Joe has been in the refrigerator past his spoil date, but they still chose this man to run as their candidate against the best wartime, non-wartime president, I should say, in the history of the Republic. Trump's stellar performance overall, particularly in this time of the Chinese-created pandemic, proves his mettle. So, in what Democrats hope will be Trump's undoing, Trump triumphed. By the way, you can't spell triumph without Trump. Just saying. Yes, indeed. In order to compete with President Trump, Democrats, in this time of need, in this time of the nation going through all kinds of stuff, they needed Joe Biden to step up. Or there could be consequences. Now, I talked about this before, but I want to illuminate this aspect of it. Joe Biden, how badly he blew it in his time when they needed him to step up. They needed Joe Biden to take the stage and command, you know, to come out and do such a performance. People do nothing but talk about him. Joe Biden comes out and says, to be or not to be. And people go, oh my gosh, he was so command. Did you see the way he took the stage? They needed Joe Biden to look presidential. They needed Joe Biden to essentially reenact the Hillary Clinton thing where she said she was the only adult in the room. Do you remember that? She was trying to pretend that Donald Trump was acting like a petulant child and she was having to chastise him. They wanted a revisiting of that, but they wanted Joe Biden to really make it look like that. Donald Trump, look at this guy, man. He's a lunatic. He's unhinged. And so they brought Joe Biden on. And he was on MSNBC. And here is the interview.
Mr. Vice President, experts are saying things are going to get a lot worse in the coming weeks, possibly the next 3 weeks or so, especially in this state of New York. They say a best case scenario is one where 100 or 200,000 people die in this country. That is astounding to me to even say those words. Americans are terrified. What is your message to them?
My message is that the president has to move more rapidly. You know, we know from experience that speed matters. We know that you can't go too fast. It's about going too slow. And in order to avoid that, those very high numbers, we have to do at least several things. One, we have to depend on what the president's going to do right now. And first of all, he has to wait till the cases before anything happens. Look, the whole idea is he's got to get in place things that were shortages of. We're not testing enough people. We don't, our first responders, docs and nurses don't have the gloves, the masks. They don't have the equipment they need. We're short on ventilators. And as this spreads to other areas, which is likely to do, we don't have the capacity to surge the equipment that they need. He has to use the Defense Production Act much more aggressively, including not just the ventilators, but getting gloves, masks, shields, gowns, etc.
Now, you didn't see the video because obviously I'm just playing audio here, but here's what I will tell you. Joe Biden has to look at notes to answer the question, and there's a part in there, I know where it is, but you can hear him ruffle the papers because he's looking down and he's trying to look at the notes. They've given him his talking points. Now, why am I even telling you this? What I'm telling you is Joe Biden can't even read his talking points. He looks down, he sees the first thing he's got to do. Yeah. Well, here he is. In order to avoid that, those high numbers, we have to do at least several things. One, we have to depend on what the president is going to do right now. And first of all, he has to wait till the cases before anything happens. Look, the whole idea is to get things in place where there were shortages of. He can't even finish his sentence. I'm just telling you, he starts having to ad lib. Yeah, well, first he's got to move quick. He's got to move with speed. Yeah. And by the way, Joe Biden described everything that the president needs. He's got to move with speed. Okay. How about this for speed? How about we stop the flights from coming in for the people who would normally be, I mean, they're coming from China. We're going to stop them. We're going to stop people from Europe. We're going to quarantine the ship that's got the virus and we're going to start working from there. Then they said, I mean, I'm just giving you, these are the facts. They said Donald Trump can't get a test here fast enough. They're testing more people in South Korea than America. for about a week. And then Donald Trump says, no, we're testing far more. Now we're testing all over the place. We know, but we have more testing than any other country now. Well, there's no cure. You know, there's nothing that can be done. The FDA can't be analyzing a cure. It's going to take 18 months. By the way, this was Joe Biden's own coronavirus, Chinese Wuhan virus expert. Donald Trump says, no, we're going to fast track it. Tells the FDA, get this thing tested, use data from other countries. If it's working there, let's fast track it, let's get it out there. He does it. Everything that Joe Biden's talking about, speed, speed, speed. And I love how he put, well, you got to do it fast because that means you shouldn't be doing it slow. God, can't go too fast, but it is about going too slow. Okay, Joe, thanks for that, Captain Obvious. Anyway, he says, we got to depend on what the president is going to do right now. And he's done a stellar job. Back to that interview. Joe Biden had 2 points. He never got to his second point. But he went on to add, we're not testing enough people. I just described the testing of the people. Do you have symptoms of Chinese Wuhan? I'm just asking you. Would you want to be mandatory tested for Chinese Wuhan? A test that I don't know what it, but I think it was one of my friends who's a virologist. He says the test costs $200 and something, $239. Would you want to pay, have your insurance pay $239 and you're asymptomatic, you have no symptoms of needing this? I wouldn't. And if they said it's free, you could just go get tested. No, I'm not going to spend $239 of our dollars as taxpayers because you want to feel better when I'm asymptomatic. Not going to do it. Why don't I get tested for the flu while I'm at it? Why don't I get tested for, I don't know, glaucoma while I'm at it? It makes no sense. But what they want to do is they make it about numbers. Joe Biden says, there should be more testing. We're not testing enough. We don't. And then he stops. He says, our first responders, docs and nurses, don't have enough gloves and masks. They don't have the equipment they need. We're short on ventilators. Now, just so you know, ventilators is the key phrase that Democrats think is going to win them the election. Donald Trump didn't provide enough ventilators. People died. No ventilators. People died. In the commission that Nancy Pelosi and Adam Schiff now want to form in order to impeach Trump again over his absolute stellar performance in helping make sure this virus didn't kill millions of Americans, the ventilators are going to be a key. He didn't provide the ventilators. It was treasonous. It's an impeachable offense. It's a high crime for him not to have provided ventilators. I'm just saying. Now, I love how Biden says this. And as this spreads to other areas, in which it's likely to do, we don't have the capacity to surge the equipment they need. Then he repeats himself. And he again mentions the needs for doctors and nurses. He has to use the Defense Production Act much more aggressively, including not just ventilators, but gloves, masks, shields, and he included gowns. Gowns. Added to the list. I'm not sure how gowns play in preventing the pandemic, but Captain Demento felt that we needed to add gowns to the list. Now, Plan B. I've discussed Plan B for the Democrats on this show multiple times. Plan B for the Democrats is Governor Andrew Cuomo. Those who want Biden as their candidate are lobbying to shut down the convention, and this move will help Biden in the short run. It would eliminate Bernie Sanders, and it also gets rid of Cuomo because he can't enter the picture. The Bernie Sanders voters will be more than incensed. They helped elect Trump in 2016. He got 12% of Bernie's votes. The polls right now show him getting 15%. But a de facto shoehorned in Joe Biden's going to make that number jump probably close to 20%. And as for those who know Biden can't pass muster and they want him out. Yeah, they want him out. They want him out so bad, they're praising a failed governor of New York who's got the most Chinese Wuhan cases and deaths in order to structure for him to take over. Just trying to explain the nutty world of Joe Biden and the Democrats.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Program.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.